Well, there's the scripture for tonight. If you would, I'd like you to read aloud with me. The hand of the Lord was upon me. He brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them. And I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And I said, "Almighty Lord, only you know." Word of the Lord for our message tonight. It took me all day to produce, film, and act out that video, so I didn't want to miss it. Now you know what I look like without my clothing on. A little skeptical of doing that, but you know, when I was a kid, we used to do this song, and maybe you did it too. Them bones, them dry bones, them bones, them dry bones, them bones, dry bones. Hear the word of the Lord, remember? And the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone's connected to the leg bone's connected to the hip bone. Hear the word of the Lord. And that's how I learned my body part. I should have become a doctor. There's something very dramatic, isn't there, about bones? Ever think about that? Lots of drama. Bones. I was just sitting down thinking about that the other day, how we use bones in everyday talk to make our speech more dramatic. For example, something we in Wisconsin all know. You get chilled to the? Get chilled to the? Oh, my aching. My dad used to use this one a lot with me. I didn't catch on until later in life. I looked it up. It's an old thing. You know, two dogs fighting over a bone. Got a bone to pick with you, son. I was like, what does that mean, Dad? And if you're in my generation, you got George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad to the bone. Of course, one of my favorite, since I'm a Trekkie, the doctor, Bones. You know how he got that name? He got divorced and his wife took everything and all that she left him with was his. Even in the Bible, it's used quite a bit. You know, we begin right away with a story of Adam and Eve, and God brings Eve to Adam, and Adam replies, "Oh, you're bone of my bones." Some great theologian at one time said, you know, that's like Romeo and Juliet, when Romeo found Juliet. "Oh, she doth teach my, or she doth teach torches to burn bright." Maybe. King David, in Psalm 22, "All my bones are not a joint." King Hezekiah, who was really struggling with hard times under the challenges of the people of Israel and the testing of God, said, "Like a lion, the Lord breaks my bones." Come to this later on. Son of man, can these bones live? Bones are dried up and our hope is gone. Kind of the feeling. Now imagine, if you would, in your own mind, a cracked, dried out, wasting away bone. Ezekiel describes the people of God in just that way. The people of God as an old, dried up bone. So he starts to speak, and what he sees is a strange graveyard, an above-ground cemetery. There, a great field before him of all kinds of bones scattered all over the ground, dried up. To touch them would to turn them to dust. There stands the prophet Ezekiel. Voice of God speaks out to him. Can these dry bones live? And you think to yourself, maybe in the movies. Then all of a sudden, as in the account of creation, bone comes to bone. There's sinew and flesh. Then skin. A rattling as all of this occurs. And then the breath of God, as it blew into the first man, Adam, blows into that army. And they stand up. Gives a whole new meaning to that old hymn. Stand up for Jesus, right? Now, whenever I hear that song, I think about them bones getting up. It was a vision Ezekiel really needed to see. His people, God's own chosen people, were being killed, exiled, their country occupied by their greatest enemy. They had disobeyed God. They had turned away from His commandments. They were not acting upon faith. Faith which God wants His people to live by. But rather they were operating by law. And just doing the things to try to please God. Not in a response to His love for them. So dried up bones. Oh, my prophet, should you continue? Or should you just throw in the towel and give up? No, Ezekiel, no. Dry bones can live. For nothing is impossible with God. Because God can, and He does raise the dead. Oh, really? We as good Lutherans have to personalize this. We, above all, ask ourselves, what does this mean? And we need to ask that tonight. What does this mean? Can the dry bones among us live? Not rhetorical. It's real. Can the broken down bones among us be raised to their youthful vigor? I'm asking you. Not many here are in their youth anymore. Have vigor in your bones? Can these lonely old bones, deserted, divorced, set apart by loneliness, rise up to give love again? Can the bones that have witnessed such violence and hostility, rage, even murder, get up and dance? Can they? Can these bones, quivering with fright because of darkness and evil all around us, get up with zest and zeal and serve the Lord? Can the helpless, jobless, uninsured, overdrawn, broken, deep in debt, get up and rise out of poverty? Can the old sick bones infected with cancer and disease rise up with the fullness and glory of God as a witness to Him? Can the bones of the lifeless, those in the grave, the ones that we love so much who have now gone, can they rise up before the Lamb at the throne in heaven and sing praises forever and ever? It's not rhetorical. You've got to be asking yourself these questions. Can these dry bones live? I'll make it more personal. Can my dry bones live? I know you've asked yourself that. I went up to somebody not just too long ago. And it was with a group of people. Maybe you were there. And I asked, what's the direction and purpose of the congregation? What are your dreams? You know what answer I got? We're too old to dream dreams. We're too old to dream dreams. I look out in the field and I see dry bones, lifeless, without vigor, that need to rattle together, be drawn with sinew, covered with muscle and flesh, with skin, and have the breath of God blown into them. That's what I see. I've seen it everywhere, by the way. You know, a congregation gets kind of old after a while. How long have we been around? 50 years? 75? 100? 110? That's a pretty old bunch of bones. Too old to dream dreams? Really? Can God raise to life the dead? I leave you with that. Don't forget what raised these bones and the breath breathed in them. It was the Word of God. Get up. Get up. Do something. Don't just sit there dry bones. Get up. There's a vast army that's waiting for you. Rattle. Join together. Muscle. Whole. The breath of life. Listening to the Word of God and dreaming dreams and seeing visions. Because dry bones can live. They can stand together. They can be that vast army. They can serve the Lord. Though the times may be tough. Though the enemy may be great. Though the obstacles many. Remember, sin brings death. God brings life. Old dry bones. God placed upon our Savior the sins of the entire world, the punishment for the world's evil, shame upon Him. And God accepted His sacrifice of love. And now we share in the resurrection because He lives, we live. Baptized into that faith, the breath of God breathed into us, transforming us from that which was dead and an enemy of God to that which is alive and a friend of Christ. There once was a pastor that asked the funeral director, "What should I say if I should preach your funeral?" And the funeral director said, "I just want three words." The pastor said, "What three words would you like?" Funeral director just simply said, "Look, he's moving." I would want the same. Can they live? Only you can answer the question. But the Spirit is upon you because you have received the word of the Lord and its influence upon you is great. So anyway, I'll never forget going to some of my college classes with some of my buddies, especially one who was a Christian. And they were talking about Lucy. You know who Lucy is? Some 3.15 million-year-old bunch of bones they found in Ethiopia, about 3 feet tall. You know who this is? Well, he found this body, these bones, if it's one body. I still question how they put it together. And I always question their dating of these bones. They found these bones, and they put together this little person that's supposed to be about this big, 3 million-some years old. And the lecturer that day was just so excited and enthusiastic. Oh, how this has changed the world. Scientists by the hundreds of thousands now feel like they have the answers to life. And my buddy John turns to me and says, yeah, if those bones got up and started doing a dance, that'd change my life. The world looks at everything backwards, doesn't it? I don't find my life in trying to figure out what happened yesterday. I find my life in the promises of God for tomorrow. God's made a wonderful promise for you today. You know what it is? Damn bones, damn dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. They can live.